Among the Democrats vying this year for the title of New Hampshire governor is former Portsmouth mayor Steve Marchand. As part of a series of stories looking at the gubernatorial hopefuls, NHBR's Jason Moon has this profile, the candidate who's hoping his mix of political and physical experience will win over voters.
Steve Marchand is an animated guy. He talks with his hands a lot, and he wears an earnest expression that lets you know he really means it when he says things like this.
I am passionate about data. If you don't count things, you can't measure them. And if you don't measure them, you can't improve them.
Some of Marchand's energy no doubt comes from his age. At 42, Marchand would be among the state's youngest governors if elected. But despite his relative youth, Marchand has already managed to make a name for himself in New Hampshire politics, particularly in the city of Portsmouth. I met Marchand in Portsmouth on a recent foggy afternoon. As we strolled through Prescott Park near downtown, Marchand reflected on how he first came to the city.
Moved here Thanksgiving weekend of 2000 with my now wife and didn't know anybody. I was from Manchester, had grown up in Manchester and Goffstown, and that was the case for the first few years.
At the time, Marchand worked for a company called Maximus, which advises government agencies on how to run more effectively. Marchand, who already had his master's degree in public administration from Syracuse University, would travel to city and county governments around the country and open up their books.
And we'd go in and we'd ask lots of tough questions and we'd collect all kinds of data. And then we'd make a lot of recommendations about what needed to be done to get to the outcome that mattered most to them. And that is an ethos I've taken in my own public life. And in some extent, it's how I try to live all the time.
Later, Marchand worked on a few political campaigns, including as deputy campaign manager for Mark Fernald, who won the Democratic nomination for governor, but lost in the general election to Craig Benson in 2002. But for all his involvement in public policy and politics, Marchand says it wasn't until a phone call with some old grad school buddies that he seriously considered running for office himself.
Finally, they basically said, all right, you just helped run political races. You've done all this auditing work, so you know what you would do, and you have an idea about how you could get elected so that you could implement these ideas. Why the heck aren't you doing it? And it was one of these verbal slaps in the faces like, let's go already.
Marchand decided he would run for a spot on Portsmouth's city council.
And so it became a matter of, can I do this thing? How do I get elected in a community where I didn't know everybody? I mean, I was running literally against people with streets named after them.
Marchand went door to door to introduce himself to voters. Eventually, he says, he knocked on more than 2,000 doors in Portsmouth.
Well, I thought, you know, kudos to him.
Jack Blaylock is the current mayor of Portsmouth and a lifelong resident of the city.
You know, having Steve do so well, he obviously ran a good campaign and a very hands-on campaign.
At 29, Marchand was elected to the city council. 2 years later, he ran again, this time receiving enough votes to become mayor of Portsmouth. Once in office, Marchand's penchant for data-driven budgeting took center stage. In his first year as mayor, he took a hard look at expenses in various city agencies, including the police department. He wrote a 2,500-word analysis of how the department handled overtime pay, arguing that the rate of police activity was too low to justify a budget increase. Marchand's cost-benefit analyses weren't always well-received. Department heads sometimes chafed under the added work of reporting new data, only to get their budgets reduced as a result. The chairman of the Portsmouth School Board at the time, Kent LePage, said Marchand and the other counselors didn't give enough weight to the school board's interpretation of their own data. But others, like local business owner Jay McSherry, liked Marchand's style.
He's sort of a wonk, you know, in a good way. Like, he wants to use the numbers and create some efficiencies, but really back it up.
Marchand left office in 2007, but he stayed involved in politics, both local and national. In Portsmouth's most recent city council race, Marchand played an active role, recruiting and lobbying for several candidates, most of whom got elected. In national politics, Marchand served as state director for the political organization No Labels, which tries to elect candidates willing to work across partisan lines. When it came to joining the race for governor, Marchand says, just like his decision to run for city council, it was a phone call from a friend that gave him the nudge he needed. Only this time, it was Stephanie Shaheen, daughter of Senator Jean Shaheen, who had been contemplating her own run for governor.
When Stephanie called a few months ago and said, I don't think I'm running, and why aren't you looking at this? Why aren't you running? You've done policy forever. You know your politics. You'd be successful. At least look at it.
Marchand announced his candidacy back in March, and since then, he's been running on a theme of technocratic dynamism that he hopes will set him apart from his Democratic opponents.
I saw a lack of energy in the field. People are not, frankly, super excited about this gubernatorial field. It's one of the reasons why it's been a pretty low-key race up to now.
Marchand has until September 13th to convince Democratic voters beyond the Seacoast that he's someone to be excited about. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.